registered bank in Luxembourg. Check out spurcase.lu.
Luxembourg City Mayor Lydie Pölfer has rejected claims she opposes greening the capital, after remarks during last week's heatwave were widely seen as dismissive of calls for more tree and shade. Pölfer says her comments referred specifically to the Place de Paris, insisting the city's approach is the exact opposite of what's being claimed. She points to a new greening strategy, gold certification under the European Climate Pact, and 14,000 of a planned 30,000 trees already planted. The Wildlife Care Centre in Dudelange has been forced to suspend new admissions after the recent heatwave triggered a surge in injured and sick animals. The nearly 40-year-old sanctuary says it's been overwhelmed and is now focusing solely on animals already in its care, with no new intake until further notice. In other news, three people were injured, some seriously, in a bomb attack at an apartment building in Monaco last night. A couple and a 13-year-old boy were hurt. French media are reporting that Ukrainian businessman Vadim Omeliev may be among the victims. Six people have been killed in a shooting at a shelter for young mothers in Stade in Germany, reportedly linked to a custody dispute. The 45-year-old attacker was arrested after a short chase. The victims were all youth service workers, while the mother and her three-month-old child at the centre of the dispute were unharmed. Iran says it will not allow other nations to clear sea mines from the Strait of Hormuz, rejecting a French proposal. Tehran says such initiatives would be a provocation and would breach its framework agreement with the US, insisting it alone is responsible for removing mines from the strategic waterway. Right-wing candidate Keiko Fujimori has narrowly won Peru's presidential election, taking just over 50% in the second round. Her leftist rival Roberto Sanchez has already said he will not accept the result. The vote took place on the 7th of June, followed by weeks of counting and recounts. Moving to sport, and Germany has crashed out of the World Cup at the hands of Paraguay in the last 32, after losing 4-3 on penalties following a 1-1 draw last night. In other matches, Brazil squeezed past Japan 2-1 to book their place in the last 16. Morocco has defeated the Netherlands in a 3-2 shootout win following a 1-1 draw after extra time. Tonight, Ivory Coast are playing Norway and France face Sweden, with Mexico against Ecuador first thing tomorrow morning. And in tennis, Serena Williams makes her Grand Slam singles return as first-round action continues at the 139th Wimbledon Championships. Defending champion Iga Świątek, Jack Draper and Taylor Fritz are also in action. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
While June won't exactly go out with a bang, the final day of the month will be warm, but not quite the blistering heat of last week. Expect some clouds in the sky and maybe even a spot of rain in the afternoon. Temperatures will range from 20 degrees now, warming up to highs of 27 to 29 degrees in the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
Six-minute delays on the A7 between Schönfels and Volthof. We've got five-minute delays between Fentange and Hesperange on the CR159. Six-minute delays on the A1 between Gaspers and Kirchberg, and 30 minutes on the A6 between Weiler and Bridal. And then another 10-minute delays on the N15 between Marvie and the Belgian border. There are speed checks in Oberanven on the Rue Andathana. In the afternoon in Ellerange on the Rue de Montreconge, in Foulon on the N15, and in Luxembourg on the Rue des Aubepines. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Sarah says she likes that Strokes track as well. Underrated, she says. It is indeed. Right, I've got my social media truth or tale quiz.
Right.
might do it after 8:30. It's I think you'll get most of the answers, but you might feel a bit bad about the world afterwards. So anyway, that's going okay. Later on. So we've got that to look forward to.
from the lottery winners when you're listening to RTL Today Radio. Don't turn it off. I fell asleep.